Hello, and welcome to the pilot episode of the Heaven Bound podcast. My name is Jason Harden, and this is where we talk about life the way it was meant to be, what it means to be a disciple of Jesus in the 21st century, and how to use God's incredible word to provide a little more fuel for your everyday spiritual journey. I am so excited for this official launch. It's finally official, this brand new project, and I'm thankful to be here with my friend and co-worker, Roger Schaus. Roger, you and I were talking at lunch that just a couple of years ago, neither one of us could imagine being involved in the launch of a podcast, of all things. But we've been working hard. There's been a lot of thought, a lot of effort, a lot of work over the course of the last couple of months. In fact, we're thankful for several people who have worked hard in recent months behind the scenes to bring this new project into reality. How are you feeling about stepping into the wonderful world of podcasting?
This is exciting. We hope that this grows, and we hope you'll share this with your friends. It gives us an avenue beyond just preaching sermons and public classes where we can talk about things in a conversational manner that we think are going to be relevant and helpful. We've got a whole list of things that we want to present to you down the road here. We think it's going to be very exciting, and we hope it brings glory to God and the good it can do for the kingdom.
No doubt. We are calling this Heaven Bound, and we would encourage all of you to realize that really Heaven Bound is going to be a big umbrella under which we have a couple of different lanes of content. Roger has been writing for many, many years. Jump Starts Daily. He's got a website where those appear each weekday, jumpstartsdaily.com. Those are also published on our church website, charlestownroad.org. But one of the exciting things that we're featuring on this Heaven Bound podcast is every Monday, we want to have what we're calling Jump Starts Rewind. What's that going to be all about, Roger?
Well, we're going to take some of the jump starts from our archives, and I'm going to just read them to you. And we'll do one a time, so we'll just every Monday we'll read one. But it gives us an opportunity to kind of reach back and repeat some lessons we think were very valuable. I hope it'll just be things that be of practical value that will just help you start your day, something easy to listen to while you're driving about or doing things around the house or even at work. And we hope it's just an avenue to once again connect us to the Lord and remind us of the great place we want to be, and that's called heaven.
So one podcast called Heaven Bound, but on Mondays we have Jumpstarts Rewinds. On Wednesdays, you and I hope to release what we're calling This Week at Charlestown Road. Of course, we're both blessed to work with the Charlestown Road Church of Christ in New Albany, Indiana. And the goal of Wednesdays is to look back in some way at a sermon or a Bible class that one of us taught or preached on the previous Sunday, maybe just dig a little bit deeper, give our people either locally or if you watched or you listened to that sermon online, something to think about a few days after that sermon was preached. But also on Wednesdays, we hope to give a little bit of a preview as to what we're going to be talking about the following Sunday here at Charlestown Road. So one big podcast, Heaven Bound, Mondays, Jump Starts Rewind, Wednesdays, This Week at Charlestown Road, and Fridays, we're just calling Heaven Bound. And that is really going to be an unscripted discussion between the two of us. We're sitting right now at a big table, and I think what we have in mind is just envisioning someone sitting here with us, and they're able to listen in as we have some discussion using God's word about practical encouragement for discipleship now in 2020, as hard as that is to believe. We want to use some scripture, some idea to provide some spiritual fuel to help disciples of Jesus grow in this new year, this new decade. Heaven Bound is something that people have been hearing, reading from you for a long time. When did Heaven Bound and you first get together?
This is a title I used for a local church bulletin back in 1997, Kansas City. I was recently new there and I was going to have a fresh bulletin, and lots of ideas came to my mind. But the principle of Heaven Bound, I just love that idea. Heaven is what we're after, and bound is a destination. And it kind of brings forth that two concepts together there. And so that is the title of our local bulletin here at Charlestown Road. It was a title of our theme this past year. And it's really in our DNA as we think about what we're about, what we want to do.
People here at Charlestown Road hear that phrase all the time, by design. And it's not just a catchy phrase. Obviously, it is a huge idea for disciples of Jesus. As you brought out, heaven bound, both of those words are really important. We try and get our people to understand heaven bound, that's who we are as disciples of Jesus. It's our fuel for everyday living. It is to be our way of life. And so, since this is the Heaven Bound podcast, we figured in this pilot episode, it would make sense just to think about both of those words. We describe heaven as the destination, right? What, when you talk about Heaven Bound and focus first of all on the destination, what do you have in mind?
You know, the concept of destination is the conclusion of a goal. And whether we talk about a college student who's a freshman, their very first semester, they're after an engineering degree or a medical degree, semester after semester, they're taking all these classes because they have a destination in mind. When we travel in our cars, we go on vacation, we don't just get in a car and just go anywhere. We have a destination. We have GPSs that take us to a specific place we want to go. And so I believe biblically it's the same thing. The people of God are not just kind of floating around here on earth, just kind of, well, we'll just do whatever. There's a definite goal that we're after, and that affects our choices, that affects our attitudes, and that shapes who we are. And I think of one of the great passages that illustrate this is in John 14, where the Lord would say in verse 2 and 3, "In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." We will be where Jesus is. Where is Jesus? He's in heaven. So the choices I make every single day, my words, my attitude, where I go, all that shapes this concept that sooner or later this journey is going to end. And I want it to end in heaven.
Okay, so it's one thing to realize heaven is where Jesus has gone. He has gone to prepare a place for his disciples. We often hear the great phrase, heaven is a prepared place for a prepared people. That gets us to the second word, being bound. Heaven is the destination. Being bound involves the journey. We often sing, "This world is not my home. I'm just passing through." So when you envision not just where Jesus is, but being bound for that, what comes to your mind biblically?
Biblically, there's passages like in Philippians where the Apostle Paul would remind the brethren that our citizenship is in heaven. He would say of himself that he would rather go on to be with the Lord. This idea that there is a journey we're taking. At the end of his life, in 2 Timothy 4, he would tell Timothy that the time of my departure is near. The very idea that we are departing or we're on this destination, this journey, is so important. Now, putting these two together is essential. When I first came up with this concept, this phrase, when I lived in Kansas City was the jump-off point for many, many of the wagon trains going out west. The Oregon Trail, the Santa Fe Trail, they all came out of Kansas City. And what happened was a lot of those wagon trains, as they were heading west, one thing or another, and the people just stopped somewhere along the way, started little towns, and that was the end. They never reached their destination. So we keep heaven before us because that's where we want to be. We don't want to stop somewhere in between. We don't want to just say, it's been a good life, but I've missed heaven. Heaven bound is what we are.
It's easy, I think, for disciples in now 2020. I'm still getting used to saying that. It's hard to imagine that that's where we are. But I think it's easy for disciples of Jesus maybe to make a little bit of spiritual progress on Sunday morning. And then on Monday, I'm on my way to work. There are all of the obligations of the week. I've got school, I've got family obligations, things around the house that need to be done. It's really easy for the average disciple maybe to make a little bit of progress on Sunday mornings toward that promised land and then set up a settlement, like you're talking about, Monday through Saturday. And if that is our approach to discipleship, we're not making very much progress. I think that's one of the reasons that both of us have such a heart for trying to help people, not just on Sundays. You often tell people at the start of our assemblies on a typical Sunday morning that Sunday is the best day of the week. We want to do everything we can to help people on Sundays. But if we're really going to be heaven bound, we need to make progress Mondays and Tuesdays and throughout the week. And that's one of the things that we hope comes from this sort of a podcast, this sort of an effort, that as you're on your way to work, as you're, once the weather warms up, you're mowing your grass, you're on the treadmill, whatever it is, that people have the opportunity to get a little bit of dose of spiritual encouragement, some spiritual fuel to keep making progress toward heaven each and every day of the week. I love how Hebrews chapter 11 presents so many different examples of faith and how they were seeking a homeland. They had their eyes on a better country, a heavenly country. And the Hebrew writer tells us in Hebrews 11 and the 16th verse of the chapter, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. Anything else that you want to say along the idea, big idea of being heaven bound?
Well, one of the concepts we see, especially in the book of Acts, but it begins even in the Gospels, is this idea that the disciples were daily studying, daily with the Lord. Daily they were breaking bread and doing things together. And so it wasn't just a once-a-week concept. They understood that every single day makes a difference. Makes a difference at home every single day. Makes a difference when I'm at work every single day. So in the course of this year, as we kind of develop this podcast a little bit more, we're going to be looking at some of these areas. Some of these areas that affect you. Affect you at home, affect you at work, and things that we face, such as worry and our attitudes, and how we can be disciples of Jesus every single day.
Throughout the month of January, we hope to really dissect this idea of being heaven bound. We've introduced today the destination is heaven. Being bound involves a journey. We are on this journey as disciples of Jesus, being led all the way to him. We hope throughout the month of January, each Friday, to take this little discussion just a little bit further. We hope next Friday to talk about what's it going to take to make this journey. And a simple idea that we have tried to share consistently with our people over the course of the last year, and something we hope anybody who is following along in this study with us would get in mind is the idea of a spiritual dashboard. When you're on a physical journey in a literal car, that dashboard gives you the opportunity to check your fuel, check your temperature, check your speed. Are you making progress? Are you accelerating? And so we hope in our next Friday episode to talk about that spiritual dashboard. What's it going to take to reach that destination of heaven. That's our overall theme in January. And then in February, we hope to pivot a little and bouncing off of our focus as a congregation for 2020, talk about having vision. What does God want us to see? How is it that our sights need to be set in order to reach this ultimate destination of heaven? That's going to be one thread in this whole heaven-bound podcast, but we want to make sure you realize that this next Monday is going to be all new, fresh content. Lord willing, on January 6th, Roger, you will have your first Jumpstarts Rewind. On Wednesday, January the 8th, we will have together our first This Week at Charlestown Road, and then this next Heaven-Bound focus will be next Friday on January the 10th. Any closing thoughts from you before we wrap up?
Not only do we have this podcast, but on our website, we have all kinds of tools. And it's just amazing the things people can look at, can have almost on a daily, but there are some on a daily basis that you can just feed your heart, feed your soul, help you go with the right direction. Why don't you describe some of them for us?
There is just a wealth of resources. We're really building a digital library of content to help you grow as a disciple of Jesus, and it's all available at charlestownroad.org. charlestownroad.org. You can find sermon videos, sermon audio, interactive outlines from sermons each week. There are videos of our adult Bible classes. We mentioned earlier the Jump Starts Daily. We've got a daily Bible reading calendar and blog posts that reflect on those readings. We would love to have you here at the beginning of this new year. Jump right into that daily Bible reading schedule with us. There are daily quick quotes, Friday Fives. It's all freely available at charlestownroad.org. Roger, we'll wrap it up there for today, and we want to thank you for listening to this pilot episode of the Heaven Bound podcast. But before we go, could we ask just a couple of favors of you to help this launch go as successfully as possible? Number one, make sure that you subscribe. As we've said, this Monday, content is going to begin to flow your way. Of course, it will be available at charlestownroad.org, but the best way to make sure that you get this content as it is released is to subscribe. You can do that on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, through your Android device, whatever it is. We're doing our best to make this available on all podcasting platforms. Number two, would you please give us a rating and review wherever it is that you download podcasts, especially if you're an Apple user? Would you please take the time to give us on that podcast page on Apple a rating and a review? That would go a very long way in helping us get the word out about this brand new project. And number three, if you would do us the enormous favor of sharing on social media. We believe in this project. We believe this can be a powerful tool to help others live life the way it was meant to be. If you would help us by doing that, subscribing, rating and reviewing, and sharing on social media, we would be so thankful for that. Roger, thanks for joining me today. Thanks for joining me in the launch of this new project. Thanks to all of you for listening to the Heaven Bound podcast. We hope it's helped you set your mind on things above. Always remember, walking with Jesus, the best is yet to come.